Mexico is the second most visited tourist destination for Canadians after the United States, offering everything from sun-soaked, sparkling white sand beaches to rich history, flavorful cuisine to vibrant culture, and more. While the Riviera Maya attracts throngs of Canucks from the eastern provinces, a couple of Mexico's Pacific gems offer unique attractions you won't find anywhere else in the county. I recently visited Mexico's seafood capital, Mazatlan, expecting to see some of the country's typical, yet incredible, touristy draws, including breathtaking beaches, delicious food, and warm locals. But the coastal gem offers much more than soft, sandy shores and tasty eats, although it has plenty of those, too. Have a look at some of Mazatlan's attractions for people of all ages from the perspective of a Vancouverite. Grand Aquarium of the Sea of Cortez. The Grand Aquarium of the Sea of Cortez, or Gran Aquario Mazatlan, Mar de Cortez, features 25 habitats offering everything from sharks to sea lions, penguins to rays, and much more. My group came up close and personal with three penguins and each had a distinctive personality. We got to give one of them a gentle pet, feed another, and play tug-of-war with the third. That's right, this playful penguin enjoyed tugging on a string. One of my personal favorites was Ray Bay, where you can pet the slimy sea inhabitants as they eagerly pop out of the water. Popular with visitors, rays appear to have smiling faces on their undersides and flock to the side of the tank for gentle pets. Someone I was with commented that they act just like dogs. The aquarium houses six ray species, including the California butterfly ray, the long-tail stingray, the blotched stingray, the golden cow-nose ray, the round stingray, and the speckled guitarfish. The sea lion shows are also a hit with crowds, leaping triumphantly out of the water or speeding around a tank at top speed. They also clap their hands following their performances, prompting chuckles from onlookers. One of the most impressive areas was the ocean tank with several sharks, including the blackdip, bignose, and sandbar species. Nurse sharks are also observed congregating overhead while they wait endlessly for their food. Visitors to the aquarium can see several species of sharks and rays. Photo by Alana Shepherd, VIA. When we returned to the attraction for an event at night, we interacted with a boa constrictor, an owl, a falcon, and other unique animals. Adult tickets cost 470 pesos, C$32, and children's tickets cost 370 pesos, C$25. The 1873 Observatory Tourist Park. Visitors take a funicular ride up the steep hillside to reach the observatory. The cable railway system offers scenic ocean views that are breathtaking day and night. Once you reach the top, a whopping 75 meters above sea level, you can explore Cerro del Vigía, which was built as a military observation post for spotting incoming enemy vessels and pirate ships. The interior of the observatory has been reimagined and decorated for tourists. It also serves as a museum showcasing the region's history through artifacts and pictures. A rooftop bar called Skybar 360 has panoramic views of the jaw-dropping area and serves fancy cocktails and sophisticated bites. The El Nido Mexican Bird Sanctuary houses over 70 bird species, including toucans, flamingos, parrots, and many others. Guests can step inside and admire the beautiful exotic birds. Our guides introduced us to a talkative parrot who chirped, "Hola," several times as it hopped around the enclosure's perimeter. The agaviary is located outside the bird sanctuary, offering over 30 species of cacti and agave to discover. A tour includes a tasting of three different mezcals, historical information, and awe-inspiring views from the observatory. Visitors can also partake in a cacao ceremony, hearkening back to the region's ancient traditions and culture. My group sipped the freshly made drink from the cacao seed and were asked to close our eyes and connect with ourselves and nature. While you may have sipped hot chocolate before, drinking pure cocoa in a spiritual setting with a smoke clearing clears your busy mind and activates the body's serotonin receptors. We were each asked to share a word about the experience after we finished sipping our drinks and clearing our hearts and minds. My word was profound, since the experience bathed me in an overwhelming sense of calm and love that was hard to put into words. The woman who guided us through our journey hugged me after the experience that I carry with me today. An adult ticket costs about 500 pesos, C$34, and a child's ticket costs 350 pesos, C$23. National Whale Museum, Munba. Mazatlan's National Whale Museum, Munba, is a remarkable testament to conservation and education efforts spearheaded by Director Oscar Guzin. Visitors will learn about at-risk species and discover rare skeletal remains and new technologies. The facility is located in the area of the 1873 Observatory Tourist Park, making it an ideal stop after soaking in the views from above. A visit to the Whale Museum is also included in the ticket to visit the observatory. Our tour of the impressive facility started with a journey under a nearly 50-foot blue whale skeleton, and then into an area exploring the evolution of whales from a common ancestor. Guzin has studied cetaceans worldwide for over two decades and speaks to the grave threat facing all marine inhabitants. During the industrial whaling 200 years ago, all whale populations were hunted at over 90%. So, many are barely recovering, he explained, adding that many species have seen some population recovery, but it is far from enough. The oceanologist led our group through the center to discover more massive skeletons. We learned about the ocean's largest predator, the sperm whale, which is also the largest toothed mammal on Earth. Other larger whales have baleen that sieves food from salt water. They don't hunt the way sperm whales, dolphins, or other predators do. Visitors to the Munba can enjoy interactive exhibits and see massive skeletons. Photo by Alana Shepherd, VIA. The center has unique learning opportunities for children, including a portal that mimics the process of tagging humpback whales for research purposes. Our group tapped into our inner big kids for the activity and tagged the glorious ocean dwellers as their massive fins appeared above the water. Guzin said researchers identify the animals by documenting the black and white pigment and scars on their tails, which are distinctive to each individual. As someone who has worked with humpbacks for 20 years, he's identified several of the ones that make journeys from Mexico up into BC waters. The center only focuses on whales and dolphins, making it a unique attraction in any country. It was designed to be a magical place, created to take visitors on a journey through the evolution of species and the challenges they face today. Guzin's eyes sparkled when he talked about preserving ocean life in the Sea of Cortez, and we left with a greater appreciation for declining species after the tour. New zipline at 1873 Observatory. A new zipline spanning an impressive 1,265 meters above the ocean from the lighthouse to the lookup will open in mid-December at the observatory. It won't be Latin America's longest, but will be the longest one running above the ocean in Mexico. The observatory told VIA the new attraction is for the most avid adventurer, looking to discover the scenic destination at speeds up to 120 kilometers per hour. The trip's duration from platform 1 to 2 will likely be 1.15 to 1.2 minutes, but depends on several factors including wind and temperatures. The height from the lighthouse's entry to the launching platform is 155 to 165 meters, offering a bird's eye view of the ocean, city, and coastline. The activity is expected to cost 1,800 pesos, approximately C$124. And will include a visit to the observatory and the National Whale Museum. Shekinah Beach Club. The new Shekinah Beach Club offers a rare blend of sophisticated glamour and bohemian charm. Beach Club guests can enjoy relaxing poolside or gazing at the mesmerizing Pacific from lounge chairs. The perfectly maintained oasis also has several areas to explore, including an infinity pool area, a waterhole with natural filtration, a unique sweat lodge, a mediation area, and much more. I spent the day there with friends and enjoyed lounging by the pool and trying some of the attraction's food and drinks. Before that, we enjoyed a sound healing and meditation ceremony that allowed us to completely relax. For an extra fee, guests can also enjoy a massage or detox in the sweat lodge, temesca, or access to private cabanas. A view of the infinity pool at the new Shekinah Beach Club. Photo by Alana Shepard, VIA. Hot snacks from Fuego include pizza, hot dogs, club sandwiches, Costilla's baby back, Mexican baby back ribs, and nachos. At Kai, visitors can try fresh seafood options and a variety of sushi, including everything from sashimi to nigiri, tempura to rolls, and much more. Shekinah Day Pass prices are 949 pesos, approximately C$65, for adults and 649 pesos, approximately C$45, for children. Visitors get a food and beverage credit included in the day pass of 475 pesos, approximately C$33, for adults and 350 pesos, approximately C$24, for children. Baseball. The Venados de Mazatlán are a professional baseball team in the Mexican Pacific League. Other popular tourist destinations, such as Los Cabos, don't offer the chance to see pro sports up close and personal in the city center. The team plays out of the Estadio Teodoro Mariscal, a beautiful outdoor stadium visible from many of the city's towering resorts and other top destinations, including the soaring 1873 Observatory. North American visitors may be surprised to discover the wide range of snacks and meals provided at a game. Attendees can try everything from free seafood to individual pizzas, tacos to hot dogs, spicy candy to empanadas, fresh fruit, and much more. I tried a Miranda bag that afforded a unique flavor with each bite. The bag includes Doritos, you pick your flavor, I chose Flaming Hot, and then they put fresh seafood, candy, apple slices, chickpeas, and other treats on top. While this combination may seem bizarre, after a couple of bites it transforms into an addictive cacophony of diverse flavors that you'll find hard to put down. It also pairs well with a light beer or margarita, and they have plenty of those available at the food stalls, too. Enjoy ballpark treats you won't find in Vancouver when catching a baseball game in Mazatlán. Photo by Alana Shepard, VIA. The team also had interesting cheerleaders performing between some innings. Rather than a female squad, several nearly shirtless men with cowboy hats performed for the crowd. The name Venados, deers, in English, is a nod to the city's etymological roots. Mazatlán means the land of the deer in the Nahuatl language. Disclaimer. Thanks to the Mazatlán Tourism Board for facilitating portions of the trip. All opinions and inclusions are those of the author and were not guided or influenced in any way, and none of the businesses or entities mentioned were granted any previews of the story before publication. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or have a travel concern or idea you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverisawesome.com. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.